It's Wednesday of the first week of Advent, and also the feast of St. Peter Chrysologus and St. Barbara. Welcome to today's Adventcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf.
Gabriel from heaven came, sent all the mightiest ways, brought the here blissful
day. From The Advent of Christ, Scripture Reflections to Prepare for Christmas by Edward Three. And Zechariah said to the angel, How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years. And the angel answered him, I am Gabriel, who stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you, and to bring you this good news. Luke chapter 1, verses 18 to 19. Zechariah's question seems reasonable enough to us, but the angel gives a mystifying response. I am Gabriel. Zechariah did not ask for the angel's name. He asked for assurances. Imagine meeting someone on an airplane who advises you to buy many lottery tickets because you are going to win the lottery sometime this year. Wondering why you should trust this stranger's advice, you ask him, How can I believe this will really happen? What would you think if the man answered your question simply by giving you his name? I'm Mr. Smith. How would that answer your question? Yet the angel Gabriel knew what he was doing. He gave Zechariah the one bit of information that might help him tie all the pieces together. This one detail might help Zechariah see that God was really acting in his very own family's life in order to bring the story of Israel to its climactic turning point. Revealing his name was significant because the only time Gabriel is mentioned in the Old Testament is in the important visions given to the prophet Daniel. In Daniel 9, the prophet was praying for God to show mercy on his people and to bring an end to the Jewish sufferings under foreign oppressors. In the middle of Daniel's prayer, the angel Gabriel appeared to him at the hour of the evening sacrifice, the time when the incense would have been offered in the temple. Gabriel delivered a message of good news and bad news to Daniel. On the one hand, the people would continue to suffer under pagan nations for a long time to come. On the other hand, at the end of this period of suffering, God would send an appointed prince, the Messiah, to bring an end to sin and atone for iniquity. This anointed one would usher in everlasting righteousness and bring all of Israel's prophecies to fulfillment. See Daniel 9, verses 24 to 27. We can see that Gabriel is no ordinary angel. Revealing his name recalls the prophecies of Daniel 9. The parallels between what happened to Daniel and what just happened to Zechariah highlight this connection even more. Like Daniel, Zechariah prays on behalf of Israel as he offers the incense in the temple. Luke 1 verse 9. Like Daniel, Zechariah makes this prayer at the hour of the temple sacrifice. Luke 1 verse 10. And in the middle of Zechariah's liturgical service, the same angel, Gabriel, appears. Luke 1, verse 11 and 19. Luke is clearly inviting his readers to hear the harmony in salvation history and view Zechariah's encounter with the angel in correspondence with Daniel's. So, Gabriel is revealing a lot more than his name. He is subtly announcing that Daniel 9 is finally coming to fulfillment, and Zechariah's own son is going to play a key part in preparing the people for the long-awaited Anointed One, the one Gabriel himself originally said would atone for sin, bring everlasting righteousness, and fulfill all prophecy. The commemoration of Peter Chrysologus in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. O God, who willed to foreshow divinely that blessed Peter Chrysologus would be a great doctor to rule and teach your church, grant, we beseech you, that we may be worthy to have him as our intercessor in heaven, who on earth was a teacher of life. Oremus, Deus qui beatum Petrum Chrysologum, doctorem egregium, divinitus pre monstratum ad regendam et instruendam ecclesiam tuam elegi voluisti. Presta quesumus ut quem doctorem vitae habuimus in terris, intercessorem habere mereamur in celis. Per Dominum nostrum Jesum Christum, filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.